类别二，故事类。
Passage 9. Yesterday was Lisa's 14th birthday. Her parents took her to the new French restaurant. The restaurant is very popular. It was so busy. They had to wait to get their food, but that was okay. Everyone was very friendly, and there was an actress singing songs. In the restaurant, Lisa had a chicken hamburger and drank some orange juice. Her mother had noodles and tomato soup, and her father had some rice and beef. For Lisa, the best part of the meal was the ice cream. When they were eating the food, the boss came and said happy birthday to Lisa, and he also gave her a present. Do you know what the present was? The meals. They didn't need to pay for them. It was a big surprise for Lisa.
Yesterday was Lisa's 14th birthday. Her parents took her to the new French restaurant. The restaurant is very popular. It was so busy, they had to wait to get their food. But that was okay. Everyone was very friendly, and there was an actress singing songs. In the restaurant, Lisa had a chicken hamburger and drank some orange juice. Her mother had noodles and tomato soup, and her father had some rice and beef. For Lisa, the best part of the meal was the ice cream. When they were eating the food, the boss came and said happy birthday to Lisa, and he also gave her a present. Do you know what the present was? The meals. They didn't need to pay for them. It was a big surprise for Lisa.
Passage 10. Anna is a senior student. She loves volunteering. In the fifth grade, she had an idea to organize her own service program in her community. This was because the idea of helping others hit Anna when she was young. I like doing things, and I'd like to do them with friends, she explains. It brings me so much happiness. There was a homeless man holding a sign that said, "Hungry, need food," she recalls. So I gave him a banana and a bottle of water. It only took me 30 seconds, but it really helped him a lot. Then Anna learned how easily it would be to use simple food to help the homeless. So far, the organization has served over 12,000 homeless people by providing food and other things.
Anna is a senior student. She loves volunteering. In the fifth grade, she had an idea to organize her own service program in her community. This was because the idea of helping others hit Anna when she was young. I like doing good things, and I'd like to do them with friends, she explains. It brings me so much happiness. There was a homeless man holding a sign that said, "Hungry need food," she recalls. So I gave him a banana and a bottle of water. It only took me 30 seconds, but it really helped him a lot. Then Anna learned how easy it would be to use simple food to help the homeless. So far, the organization has served over 12,000 homeless people by providing food and other things.
Passage 11.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Jack. Today I will share some of the lessons I learned from school with you. I didn't do well in math before. In order to improve it, I paid all my attention on study. But the result was not good. My teacher, Mr. Wong, told me that I should not only study, but also take exercise after school. I refused to do what he said because I thought taking exercise would waste lots of time. However, I got sick easily and did worse and worse. This year I changed. I try to play sports after school with my classmates, I find myself really enjoying outside activities, and they are helpful to my study. Therefore, what I want to tell you is that we should not only learn knowledge from books, but also take exercise to keep healthy. Hope all of you can study happily. Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Jack. Today I will share some of the lessons I learned from school with you. I didn't do well in math before. In order to improve it, I paid all my attention on study, but the result was not good. My teacher, Mr. Wong, told me that I should not only study, but also take exercise after school. I refused to do what he said because I thought taking exercise would waste lots of time. However, I got sick easily and did worse and worse. This year, I changed. I try to play sports after school with my classmates. I find myself really enjoying outside activities, and they are helpful to my study. Therefore, what I want to tell you is that we should not only learn knowledge from books, but also take exercise to keep healthy. Hope all of you can study happily.
Passage 12. I still remember the lesson my father has taught me. I learned from some of my friends that lying is the easiest way out of any situation, so I became fond of lying. When my mother warned me against telling lies, I turned my back on her. Then I said that lies never harm anyone. But my father wanted to explain to me that lying was bad. One evening, my father and I were walking down the street with some food bought from the store. Just then, we saw a car crashed into a bookstore. My father asked a man what happened, and he replied, "The car driver lied to his father that he could see without glasses. They both were sitting in the car when the accident happened. The father was seriously hurt. I believe the boy surely regretted ever lying." My father said, "See, dear, a lie is really dangerous. It can hurt people." I realized the huge cost of a lie and stopped lying.
I still remember the lesson my father has taught me. I learned from some of my friends that lying is the easiest way out of any situation, so I became fond of lying. When my mother warned me against telling lies, I turned my back on her. Then I said that lies never harm anyone. But my father wanted to explain to me that lying was bad. One evening, my father and I were walking down the street with some food bought from the store. Just then, we saw a car crashed into a bookstore. My father asked the man what happened, and he replied, "The car driver lied to his father that he could see without glasses. They both were sitting in the car when the accident happened. The father was seriously hurt. I believe the boy surely regretted ever lying," my father said. "See, dear, a lie is really dangerous. It can hurt people." I realized the huge cost of a lie and stopped lying.